We also just have the breaking news that came down. Gardner Minshew out in Vegas. It'll be Aiden O'Connell, who was a late-round pick out of Purdue last year, threw 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He can't move.
Got to look for AOC to throw left.
He is a man with man boobs. I got the reference there. Good job. He has man boobs. He has
man boobs?
He does.
That's your take?
My take on him is he looks like a dumpier version of the Tom Brady picture from the combine with his boxer shorts on. He's not, like, every scouting report on him
is the
like same.
Are we talking like Kyle Lorton level dumpy?
Why? Because he went to Purdue. Now you're lumping all Boilermakers together? Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
Kyle Lorton was photographed in limos with neckbeards and bottles of Jack Daniels.
If Kent Graham came back in the form of a modern quarterback, that would be the guy they're playing on Sunday.
Kent Graham. That is low praise.
He's an awful athlete. But he'll
stand in there and actually make
process as well. Yeah, I mean,
you know why that makes me nervous?
There's a little bit of Mason Rudolph.
No, there's
a
little bit of Joe
Flacco. I was going to come up with. Yeah,
there's a little bit of Joe Flacco processing. And man, I go back to hear Mike Tomlin tell it about Joe Flacco. Like, oh, you know that guy can slice and dice. Here's the weird thing. I think Mike Tomlin, even though he values quarterback mobility, almost gets scared more as a defensive mind by the guy he thinks can pick apart a coverage.
Well, they should heat him up, because he can't move, and you only have one effective edge rusher on Sunday with TJ Watt. I would expect, or I would anticipate, Tomlin doing more, but maybe he won't because he's stubborn and he'll stick to his old ways. If he had Brian Flores as his defensive coordinator, they'd be coming up with all kinds of exotic and creative ways to get to Aiden O'Connell, and they would definitely win the game. Donnie feels much better about this because he's scarred from going to Indianapolis last year and watching Gardner Minshew hang 30 on the Steelers' heads.
But Shane Steichen,
215 and 3 touchdowns.
But that was with Shane Steichen, who we know just cooks Tomlin like a goose.
I hope Vegas just has a different, and I was there last year for the game, and it was one of the Steelers' best offensive games under Matt Canada and with Kenny Pickett as quarterback. I just hope that set a precedent for Vegas being a much kinder place to the Steelers than Oakland, because if this game were in Oakland at 4:05 on Sunday,
automatic L.
Aiden O'Connell is the type of quarterback that over the years, the Steelers have lost to these complete jobbers when they've gone there. Your Andrew Walter, Terrell Pryor, sorry Donnie, these guys that are not household name quarterbacks had a penchant on the road when the Steelers would go there of beating them. It didn't seem to matter who their quarterback, almost the worse the better when playing against the Steelers.
I just watched the Terrell Pryor highlight last night.
Yeah, Lamar Woodley still not
Ryan
setting
Clark,
the edge there.
We love our guy Ryan. Ryan came in about 4 seconds later
there,
to look for a ball carrier.
There
was
some
not
old,
there.
Old greats on that defense that got absolutely left in the
dust. First play of that
dust.
Game. It's on like one of those YouTube compilations of first play from scrimmage touchdowns. I'm seeing somebody else. Here's a tweet, a quote tweet on the Aiden O'Connell. Bruce Gradkowski game vibes.
Yeah, I know.
It makes me, they should heat him up. They should blitz. And that, here's the thing though. When I think of Mike, when they have their full complement, what do they love? We don't have to blitz. We just send Watt and Highsmith off the edge as normal. We rush our 4 or whatever, and we'll drop 7. I can just see him saying, well, if we blitz and they pick it up, he's going to pick us apart.